Hey, thanks for listening to The World Cafe. My name is Kaleo. The Muckers, they're from Brooklyn, New York, but they were founded in Tehran, Iran. Kind of interesting, right? Amir Mashini grew up in Iran, and he wanted to become a musician, but play rock and roll, American rock and roll. So thus began a long path on his way to the United States. We'll talk to Amir about his journey to the U.S., which includes navigating a travel ban, sharing SoundCloud files with his friend and bandmate Tony Azar, and yes, they will rock out. Let's get started with It's Better Without You. It's the Muckers on World Cafe. We'll be right back.
Nice. That's the Muckers. Thanks for listening to The World Cafe. My name is Kaleo. Gentlemen, it is nice to meet. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Awesome.
Excellent. Excellent. Amir, my first question is for you. This smoke and performance out there, could you introduce the rest of the guys in the band?
Of course. So Chris on rhythm guitar here. Very and nice. Tony and John on drums.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I want to connect all the dots on how you guys met each other, but Amir, I'd like to start with you because the Muckers founded in Tehran, Iran, according to your Facebook page way back in 2014. It's a pretty incredible story. Can we start with actually life in Iran for just a second?
Sure.
Growing up in the 90s, early 2000s, what was life like? Were you getting a lot of rock and roll in your life? Because you make some pretty crazy rock and roll.
Thank you. Yeah, there was a lot of rock and roll in our house because of my mom and dad. They're like both music lovers. So I just started playing guitar when I was 15, and like my mom and dad were like always trying to just like, okay, you need to just take this thing serious and just go whatever you want to go and play your music.
Well, hold on a second. First, two questions. One, that's awesome that your parents want you to go be a musician. That is already the minority. Secondly, what was pop music culture in Iran like? I mean, was it very different from the United States? Like, were a lot of kids learning guitar, or was it a different instrumentation? Or
yeah, it's a lot different. The pop music is a lot different, but there's a lot of people playing guitar, and there's a lot of bands are playing shows and all this stuff. But I just didn't feel good to play there because this is the music that I wanted to play all the time, and that was like I didn't want to just like censor anything that I was trying to play because of the government, because of all those things that they don't want you to just like express yourself as the way you wanted to.
Rock and roll is English language, mm-hmm. so it's meant to be.
Yeah, here. That's another reason. Like, I didn't want to play, like, you can play rock music in Iran.
I was going to say, what's the scene like there?
It's like there's like so many bands, random bands that are like playing rock music, pop music. But if you want to play shows, if you want to go on tour, you have to sing in Farsi. If you want to, like, you have to sing in Persian, Farsi. So
nothing against that.
Yeah, but I really don't want to do it because I don't like the style of like this. This is the music that we're playing. It's not made for Farsi. At least I don't like it.
So do you guys have a friendship? Tony and mm-hmm. Amir, before you moved here, how did you guys meet and start sharing music with one another?
I used to follow him on SoundCloud, like 4 or 5 years prior to when we met. My father is Iranian, and we moved to Iran when I was 5.
Wow.
So I grew up there, went to school there, all the whole
shebang. Wait, but you moved back to New York before?
I was going back and forth to America, but I had just started living in New York. And then on a trip to Iran visiting my family, we started hanging out. Pretty much the 3 months I was there, it was every day we were hanging out and jamming.
You know, we talked a little bit about the music scene in Iran. Can you tell me a little bit about what just culturally it was like growing up in Tehran?
So culturally in Tehran, it's a really mixed of, it's like a, because before the revolution, you have your parents were all from before revolution, and it was a different Iran. It was a different Tehran. My parents, we're not religious people, but there's like so many religious people. I don't know what to say about this, honestly.
I grew up here till 5.
That's what I was actually about to ask you, Tony. Yeah. Is that you have a little bit of an experience jumping back and forth between America and Iran. Yeah. What did you observe culturally?
From my observation is people are hungry, but they don't want to.
Yeah,
they're peeking. You know what I mean? They're peeking over the wall or whatever boundaries there is, but they're also hiding. They don't want to get caught. You know what I mean? So
interesting.
In Iran growing up, like, for good example, if you had a cassette tape that was not
early 90s.
Early 90s, yeah. There was a we had a dealer for like VHS. He would come to your house with a suitcase and give you a list of films, and you would watch that. And this was totally illegal, you know what I mean? In that time. Yeah. But now you just walk into a place and like, so there's a lot of like things that have been broken down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But still with the, say like the internet and censorship, there's still
boundaries.
Thing that you
yeah.
about.
Like the Facebook and everything is filtered, but the government's, you can buy VPN and all these things to go to like watch YouTube or Facebook, check here and Twitter, and governments sell those VPNs to people. So that's how it is. Like, it's so confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing. But also, like when I was growing up, I didn't see a lot of, because yeah, I was a kid, obviously, but like you couldn't turn the music up from a certain level.
When yeah, I got caught when I was driving.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was listening there's certain to music. Things like that. If you,
wow.
yeah,
it's too loud.
So
that's thank you for painting that picture. No, that yeah. helps very much. And so you wanted to go to New York, and I heard yeah. you had a hell of a time.
Oh yeah, that was
getting to New York City.
Oh my God, that was the most like. So for me, we all every year for 3 years we missed all the situation, all the. Festivals and all, everything that we had, the shows that we booked. So after all these years, like 2016, I started working with a lawyer in Brooklyn, New York, from my friend. He introduced that guy to me.
So you were still living in Iran?
Yeah, I was in Iran before election, before Donald Trump. So everything was going good, and I was so happy about the whole case. So we got a work visa, the whole band. We got approved for the work visa to come in the United States in March 2017 to go on tour and play South By, finally. But I still had to go to embassy and get that travel, background check. So I wasn't feeling too good about this election, and I told my lawyer, just make everything like, please just work as much as you can and make this process faster, because I don't feel good about this. And exactly that thing happened. And it was like, this is not real. And but I was I got my visa before Donald Trump get into the office.
So wait, does that mean you were still allowed to come over to the country?
Yeah, but I was in this background check process again after I got my visa after third time or fourth. I don't know. It was like after 4 years, 3 years.
He applied during the Obama administration.
He and Donald Trump announced the travel ban, and I was that was like the. I don't know. It was so hard for me. And my lawyer was like, he emailed me that day, and it was like, man, I'm so sorry, Amir. The we're living in the dark times right now, and I don't know what to say.
Wow.
And that was my lawyer. That he was like so upset. And I was like, it's fine. It's okay. We're gonna see what's gonna happen. And then the next week after that, the travel ban got lifted. So I was like, okay. I don't have any other options. I have to reach out to people that I know. And I reach out to this guy, a sweet guy.
Dave Dart.
Dave Dart, a true legend. So from Austin, Texas, he invited us the first time to South By to play there.
Okay.
But we couldn't make it. So I just messaged him on Facebook. It's like, okay, Dave, I don't know if you know any people and like in high ranking official people, like a congressman or some people like that. So if they can't send a letter for me now, because Trump said the travel ban got lifted and he was upset, and he said, I'm going to announce another one very soon. I was like, okay, I don't have time.
So you have a window of
yeah.
which you can get in and
exactly.
out.
Exactly. He sent me a letter from mayor of Austin that he sent a letter for me to embassy to like, yeah, this artist should be here for South by Southwest, so make this process faster for him. And embassy just emailed me the next day. It's like, okay, come get your visa. I don't know who are you, but come get your visa. I don't know. And it's like, okay, I'm coming. Yeah. So yeah, it happened finally. I got here. I was at JFK when Trump announced travel ban too.
You were at the airport?
I was at JFK.
Yeah. Just literally just getting in.
Yeah, he was outside waiting for me, talking to my lawyer, and my lawyer was in South By, and he was like, if anything happens, if they didn't let him in, just call me. I will fly to New York to yeah.
Sort so, everything out.
Yeah.
As I'm texting, I finish the text, I look up and he's walking with his guitar. Yep. Gates.
That's amazing. The Muckers are a guest here on World Cafe. What was the first thing you did in America?
The first thing, we went to this bar that all of our friends working there. So it was like, yeah, let's have a drink, man.
Let's celebrate.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit about this town will drag us down? Because my first thought is New York, but it's not New York, is it?
It's not New York. It's Tehran, and it's during the time I was saying that there was I was listening to Station to Station by Bowie when he died. And I was really upset, and it was during the whole process of that Weezer thing, and I was so frustrated of all the whole thing, and the town, and hanging out with the same people, and doing the same thing, and I was like, okay, this town is bringing me down, man. I have to do something, and I wrote this song.
Awesome. We'd love to hear it. It's the Muckers on World Cafe.
Oh,
This Town Will Drag Us Down. That is from our guests, the Muckers. I want to thank Tony and Amir for playing for us and talking to us and telling us their story. My name's Kaleo. Thanks so much for listening to The World Cafe.